Yeah, easily, this was quite a tough, it was going to be a tough follow-up act, to say the least, a tough encore to that. But as we look at what there is and the names that are mentioned, Geno Smith as a possibility of maybe first-round consideration, and some would say he would be a better quarterback than what several other teams have at their position right now. But does that warrant a first-round pick? Ryan Nassib name gets brought up. People get excited about, I hear, his intelligence, his football awareness. But where is the physical skill? Not so sure about the size. And then you look, you know, you go to Mike Glennon, a big guy, a big stork of a guy. Kind of
easy
kinda
there
like,
now. Easy
kinda,
there.
Kind of like the guy sitting across from me. And then the question, but I mean, 6'7", 225. But what's interesting about him, Bernie, is, I mean, you're a reasonably long-armed guy. His arms, though, aren't like proportionate with the rest of his body. His arms are a little bit shorter, and I see a little more of a compact delivery from a man that height than I would expect.
Yeah, and the compact delivery is probably a bonus to get rid of the ball quicker. I like Ryan from Syracuse. His toughness, his intelligence, his ability to make plays. He's a guy, although his size is going to hurt him, he's a guy that I think plays better when there's a threat of getting his butt run over. And I really respect that in him. You know, I haven't sat down with Geno Smith, okay? And there's a lot of the quarterbacks, the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Landry Jones. They are perfectly built, beautiful arms, have all the athleticism, you know, but you put the film on and, you know, a lot of really nice plays, but then you go like, then there's a play of, oh my God, what is he thinking there?
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, there are going to be some growth. I don't think you want him to step in right away. And I'd like to really talk with Geno and some of these guys that are, because to really get them on the board and understand. Because we had the problem here a year or two ago where we had the quarterback before Geno up here with the Browns. And we made, we enjoyed the offseason, the throwing, the mini camps, the training camps. And I don't want to rag on him and even say his name, nor does this correlate to Geno Smith. But when he got in the game and the power of the plays and the read, things fell apart, and he didn't handle it at an NFL level. And sometimes in college with these spread offenses, it's tough to quickly assimilate your game to a competitive winning NFL stuff in the short run. I'm not saying that's going to hurt be a long-run issue, but we're looking here in the short run.
Sure.
We want to win. We want to play good. We want to make plays, and it could be a little bit of a challenge for the young guys.
What do you think about E.J. Manuel from Florida State? Because he's an interesting guy who has certainly enough in the way of size, 6'5", 237, and a big arm, but also athleticism movement.
Well, being a Hurricane, I've seen more of him than I care to. Okay. And I say that complimentary.
I was going to say that's a compliment.
I really enjoy watching him play football and would love to get him on the board, get him in a room, and hang out with him. You hit it right on the head. He's almost 6'5", throws a beautiful ball. Yeah, his accuracy is out there sometimes. His competitiveness, I hear he's a really good kid. I hear he's really into football. And the peripheral things aren't really issues with him. Would love to work with him and get to know him better. Because if you just put him up and Geno Smith up and a couple other guys, you can't tell the difference. They all are beautiful physically. Yeah. And how it comes down to, he played more of a pro-style offense.
Right.
He understand being in the pocket and when to run. And, again, I saw more of him. I'd love to spend some time with that young man.
All right. I want to spend more time with you because there's a lot more of the combine.
I'm not going anywhere.
We can talk about. All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around. Much more Bernie conversation coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto Showtime.
And the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Losing weight is no laughing matter. It's not funny when your clothes don't fit. It's no joke when you're too overweight to play with your kids. No one's laughing when your knees and back ache and you can't catch your breath. Now there's Purithin Root, an all-natural cellular fiber featured on Dr. Oz and clinically proven to fight off 20, 30, or even 50 pounds. Purithin Root is so serious about your weight loss, we are willing to pay you for every pound you lose. Yes, you heard that right. Pay you for every pound you lose. We are conducting a risk-free trial in this area. Just two tabs before you eat. No exhausting workouts or meal replacements. Purithin Root makes losing weight easier, faster, and more convenient than those other shakes, pills, and frozen food diets. Call now for your risk-free trial of Purithin Root.
Call 1-800-270-7578. That's 1-800-270-7578. Ask how to get paid per pound. Call 1-800-270-7578. That's 1-800-270-7578.
Chevy is turning heads at the Cleveland Auto Show. And now at the showroom with 500 Auto Show bonus cash on top of most current offers. That's on select models including Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Get a 2013 Silverado All-Star Edition now with a $1,500 All-Star Edition discount plus $4,750 in total cash allowance. Plus $500 Auto Show bonus for a total value of $6,750. Plus, trade up for an additional $1,000 trade-in allowance. Dependability based on longevity. 1981, July 2011, full-size pickup registrations. Not available with some other offers. Excludes leases. Must show proof of current ownership and trade in a 1999 or newer vehicle. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 2/28/13. Hurry. Auto Show bonus cash ends soon. See your Chevy network dealer or visit clickchevy.com today.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and still talking with Bernie Kosar here about the combine. And Bernie, more than just the performances on the field, and we can get into more of that, but there was also the opportunity to talk with Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, doing separate sessions with the media, which was a good idea with the Browns media. In addition, in Chud's case, also to talk with the national media there. But let's start with Rob Chudzinski. And a point that he made that Joe reiterated was about wanting players, and I was, the minute I heard this, I said, I got to talk with Bernie about this, wanting players whether it's free agency, whether it's a draft, however you're acquiring them, trade, that want to be Browns. And this goes deeper than saying, okay, you're a free agent and you want the payday. This goes deeper than you're a draft prospect and you want to be picked high enough or whatever, you want to be picked into the league. This is trying to identify the thing, Bernie, that was so easy to identify in you back in the day when you came aboard this team, because this was your hometown team. You grew up loving this team. You're not going to draft Ohio players, by and large. You can get some of them, but the truth of the matter is the NFL doesn't work that way. You're drafting from an entire national pool, and finding those guys who have that passion to want to be a part of this, as both Rob Chudzinski said and Joe Banner said, and they said they can find these guys. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. It's almost an extension of what we talked about on last Monday's show and Matt Barkley and how you asked the question and getting all this treatment and fixing the concussions, and I lost my mind on that, because we were talking last week, and many have talked so much about this over the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
on and off the air, about looking at guys, meeting the guys, and seeing first their level of commitment and love for just football and wanting to be good, and they're trying to get into their heart and soul of, yeah, all this athleticism we're talking about is important.
Mm-hmm.
But even probably more important to me and what you're talking about, an extension of what Joe and Coach Chud were talking about, not only just loving the game, but as you're talking to guys, you know, like what Matt Barkley said, I want to do so good here that I move up the draft boards. Well, that's not the mindset. Or I want to be a free agent and I need the payday. That's mm-hmm. why I'm coming. That's exactly the type of people that I wouldn't want on our team. And it's refreshing to see Mr. Banner and Coach Chud kind of reiterating that, trying to want guys that love the game and love the Browns and know, hey, you're coming here. Okay, this is tough, hard-nosed football. This is not going to be like, let's run around and the miss hits and everything. You're playing Baltimore, playing Pittsburgh, playing Cincinnati. This is guys who almost have that obsession and sickness to love the Browns, that want to come and know it's going to be physical and know you're going to take a beating, and you love the game and you love the team, and you develop that continuity and community and family within the locker room and within your organization. You're not here because I want to be a high draft pick.
Yeah.
You're not here because I want to get a big free agent contract. That's the wrong way for the kids to think about it, and it's nice to hear how we're unified and we really believe in that passion for the team, for the community, for the helmet.
What was very interesting, I thought, was Joe Banner's comment to the effect of, we've got a good story to tell. He said the story's got to get better because you got to win. It's not a winning story to tell these players, these prospective Browns players. But he likes the story they have to tell because it starts with this coaching staff. He said it starts with the owner, with the tone-changing ownership of Jimmy Haslam, and then coaching staff, Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner and Ray Horton, Turner and Horton being, you know, again, the investment in them, the financial investment in them, pretty much puts them above every coordinator in the NFL. So you're talking about two real superstars at the coordinator spots, and you're selling that to players, and you're selling that kind of credibility. You're selling a commitment of this team to get it right, get it better, and then it's going to reflect, I'm sure, in the kinds of players you bring aboard that other players see. So, you know, I think at the end of it all, yeah, it'll be, when it's a better story to tell with winning, it'll be easier. But I think in the first phase of this, it's probably likely that a player can look at what's here, look at what's being built here, and someone can be attracted to this.
Okay, I'm ready to jump out of my chair. I'm so excited and genuinely, passionately believe this in my core, in my heart and soul.
And you're in such good shape now.
And I'm feeling good.
Look, without any issues.
I say this too much. I hate to keep going back when I played. Ironically, in 1984, Browns had an off year. They ended up with the sixth pick in the draft. Right? It wasn't a great story.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a team was winning. And if you're a guy who needs the money, wants the money, wants to go to a winning team because it's soft and easy and you're going to have an easy road to the playoffs, you're not the guy for our team and the guy I want to play with. You want to have a passion to make it come and be, take it from the sixth pick in the draft, which they traded with Buffalo and ended up not getting it, but a team that maybe only had a lower record, and you want to have the toughness and mindset to take them to the promised land. And if you don't have that level of commitment, passion, and love for the team, and love for a challenge, then you shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And we don't want you here. And that type of mindset from the top down, from Mr. Haslam to Mr. Banner to Chud, is something that, you know, you see that unification of it. And again, it's easier said than done. A lot of guys got a good rap, mm-hmm. and, you know, you don't get all the time with them, so you're not going to be right on all these guys. But if that's your core mission, to find guys who have, of course, the athleticism and ability to play, coupled with that passion in their true core of their heart and soul, of wanting to be here and take on the challenge of the Browns and restore it to what we should be, that is exactly the type of guy you have to have and you want to try to find.
Bernie Kosar with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the other point that Joe Banner made was you want to tap into that competitiveness that players have of wanting to be in the most or one of the more competitive divisions in the NFL, a division right now that has the defending Super Bowl champs in it, in the Ravens, that too is attractive, that you want to be part of this team to compete against those other teams and jump, change the pecking order in the division.
Well, look, I keep going back to my experiences, and I'm 49 years old. When I was a kid and I wanted to play, I didn't want to be this age and look back and realize, could I have done something greater and if I took the easy road? I want that exact challenge you said. I want to take on Baltimore. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. The Steelers are in it every year. Look, Mike Brown's doing a great job in Cincinnati. It kind of was like when I came into the league, our division with Warren Moon, Boomer Esiason, and the Steelers. And I loved it that those guys couldn't beat me in December, okay? And I still talk to them about it, sure. And even with all the injuries, I'm proud of it. That's exactly it. Look today. Look at these defensive linemen. Look at the running and the speed. And look at how they're talking. They have a lot of confidence. The guys from LSU are making bets against each other. Who's the fastest? Domingo ran a 4.53. Montgomery's like a 4.68, and they're 2.75. That's awesome. We talked about in the last segment, Tavon Austin and his confidence to want to be it. I mean, I'm not saying those are the guys, but those are the guys that at least have a look. And plus, there's so many others to get into their heart, soul, and fiber for a real passion for the game and a real competitiveness, because it's competitive out there.
And I think to a great degree, you pay attention to that. It speaks to the athletes. It speaks to the training, to the specific training for this combine. And guys, it's gotten very sophisticated. Agents are great with those training facilities that they set up for players, and they players know to keep the weight down before this event, so they're maximizing their speed and learn track technique, running technique, and it all shows. Now, some of that is why you've got to be a little guarded and don't get too carried away, but the mere fact that you train for it, that you make it important enough to wow people at this event so that you can help your stock is a good thing, is a great thing.
It's a great thing for them personally, and I think it's a great thing that they show. Not that the speed and all that is the most important thing. The one thing I would disagree with, I don't think it's a little thing. I think it's a big thing that you got to be guarded for over here, because people do, and even myself, you do get fooled by some of the combines. That is inevitable. The best Hall of Fame people who pick players are wrong more than 50% of the time.
Right.
So it's not an exact science. And I love the way the guys commit to it, but you're exactly right. There's for a D lineman, for an O lineman, to be going 40 yards almost never happens. That type of speed, they need more, probably all of them, to get a little more weight on them to cut down like they do for this is sometimes misleading.
Sure.
And it's exactly why what we were just talking about is so imperative, that you spend the time with them and you try to get into them, look them in the eye and try to get down into the depths of their soul to see what you could find.
Another topic addressed by both Rob Chudzinski and Joe Banner, of course, the quarterback situation on the Browns, and Brandon Whedon and his status. And I think the biggest takeaway seems to be that Brandon will get to compete, that no one is, they're consistent with saying that he's not going to be handed a job by any means, but there, Joe Banner got into the whole improvement that a player should make between year one and year two, the expectation that you make your biggest jump then, and quarterbacks in particular, and I guess the confident feeling that through the coaching he'll get from Chud, from North Turner, that it will enhance his game. But basically, they want to see more, and I think they're right to want to see more.
Almost every successful organization and staff, when you come and you start year one, you cannot be preferential to anybody. All of us, the top quarterback to anybody within the organization, needs to know they have to get better, they have to improve. And what I love about football, if they don't, they're gone. And it's that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And I love the that you can't talk your way through football. You get out in the white lines, and you either do it or you don't. And if you don't, you're not going to be around, and always you're trying to improve. Look, you're exactly right. Mr. Banner's exactly right. Year one to year two is your most improvement. I've said it quite a bit. I'm incredibly biased towards Chud and Norv. I so believe in their philosophical way of attacking defenses. If I'm Brandon Whedon, yeah, you know that you have to compete. And yeah, the coaching is going to be good for him. And again, no casting arrows at last year's dink and dunk offense. Brandon Whedon was put on this earth to throw the ball downfield.
Right.
He could sling it. I'd be so excited. I guarantee you he's going to be so excited. Be firing them skinny eight posts, the deeper overs, the stuff that Coach Turner and Coach Chud live for and has been a part of their offense, and he could throw it, and he should be getting excited and knowing that he's going to be able to make plays down the field.
Yeah, Chud said it more than once that he really likes Whedon's skill set and wants to see more of it on the field. So, I mean, I think there's a recognition of what he has, what he can offer, and then the belief that they can make him better. Now, whether it's good enough for him to be the starter, that remains to be seen. But I think there's a feeling that, that whatever that stock is, it's going to rise between now and the start
of
the season.
Well, you're right. I do think he thinks the coaches are going to make him better. I just want to take it one step further with him, and I hope he believes that he's going to be better.
Right.
And he could do it.
Yep.
And, yeah, the coaching will help, but, wow, it's just something that our younger receivers, bigger and stronger, faster,
yeah,
they're going to be better next year, too. They're going to be running routes that are better suited for them. He's throwing routes that are better suited for himself. Our line pass protects good. We got Trent Richardson. He should be, and I think that he is, excited that he's going to get better because it fits right what he could do.
Bernie, I can see the excitement in you and hear it in your voice. We appreciate it, and we'll do this again next week.
You're stuck with me.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
New year, new pricing, new phones, only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Revel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Revel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Revel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament. March 13th through 16th. When it swoops from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Get to Sunnyside Audi in Middleburg Heights for Northeast Ohio's best selection of new and Audi-certified pre-owned units. Check out these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only five-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer, ranked the number one sales satisfaction dealer in the eastern United States, and their team has over a combined 150 years sales and service experience. Off I-71 on Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, now with extended service hours, or go to sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always sunny. Side.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, back in Berea after all this time in Indianapolis. But while we were there, we got some good stuff that we'll share with you, and that is coming up after I tell you about this. Fans, join me on March 8th at Revel Wireless in West Park at Cam's Corner. We'll be live with this show from 6 to 7 p.m. at Revel. That's located at 17472 Lorraine Road in West Park. More details to come on this. We'll have a lot of fun, so come join us. Always love to interact with you. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Had a chance to sit down with Greg Cosell. He's the executive producer at at NFL Films, but for the ESPN show that Films produces called Matchup. And, you know, Ron Jaworski and Merrill Hodge get together. Sal Palantonio moderates. And it's a breakdown of tape. And it's done. I mean, I've had any number of coaches and GMs around the league tell me how thoroughly and accurately these men break down the tape. Well, Greg Cosell, behind the scenes, is one of the foremost tape watchers and analysts. So I had a chance to sit down with him in Indianapolis, and I asked him to give me his breakdown of Brandon Whedon.
Whedon is an interesting case study for me. I think he's got a very good arm. He's willing to make difficult throws. He's a downfield thrower, although I do think his deep ball needs a lot of work. I think he's got some functional mobility, or you wouldn't say he's mobile, but I think he's got some movement to him. The one thing that bothers me, Vic, and I've talked with a lot of people about this, and most think it's not really coachable, is I think he's very deliberate in everything he does. You know, the term a lot of people like to use is slow twitch, but I will say this. I think Norv Turner's offensive concepts will help Whedon, because I think Norv, as you know, because you've been doing this a long time, Norv is a run-the-ball, power run first, and he's got the back to do that. And then the play-action, intermediate, downfield pass game, which I think suits Whedon much better than more of the West Coast-type principles.
Sure.
Because I don't think Whedon is a quick guy or necessarily really fast with his eyes guy. I think he's just a little deliberate. But I think the new offense with Norv will suit him better.
When you say he needs a little work on a deep ball, because the trait that is so often attached to Brandon Whedon is the strong arm.
He does have a strong arm.
Okay, so what are you looking at?
Arm strength to me is not a function of deep balls, because even guys who don't have big arms, I remember having this conversation with Brad Johnson, and who's not a big arm guy,
right,
and he would always say deep balls are a function of timing. They're not just, you know, guys are not dropping back and winging at 80 yards in the air.
Right.
Deep balls. I'm talking about intermediate routes where you have to sit on your back foot and drive the ball 22 yards on a line where the ball doesn't get more than, you know, 9 feet, 10 feet off the ground.
Right.
Those are arm strength throws. Those are Joe Flacco throws. I think Whedon can make those throws.
Okay, and that's where a lot of the discussion about North Turner comes into play, because there are so many, I'm sure, technical, mechanical aspects of
Brandon
Whedon that North's going to address.
I think his footwork, because I think he's got to get back, plant, and be ready to throw quicker. You know, I think I'm not comparing Brandon Whedon to Troy Aikman. I'm just using Aikman as an example because North coached
him. Because of the North connection. Yeah.
Right, and you can visualize how quickly Aikman got back from center and hit his back foot. That's what I think you got to get to with Whedon.
Okay.
You got to get him so he's back from the pocket. You know, a lot of these college quarterbacks who spend so much time in the shotgun, they don't have quick feet on drops back from center. They've never done it.
Right.
And you've got to get back and sit. You got to get away from the bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As quickly as possible.
Of course.
You got to get away from the bodies.
And as you've watched Brandon through that rookie season, through those 11 games, or the better part of 11 games, and you know what North Turner can do, has done, and you know his offense, North's
yep.
offense. Do you see, if all the things we talked about technically improve, and I know it's not going to happen in just one off season, but you would figure he could make some strides, do you see then the good fit for Whedon in Turner's offense in the 2013 season?
Yeah, I do.
And beyond.
I do. And another guy we haven't talked about who I think is a really intriguing fit in this offense is Josh Gordon. Look at Norv's history with wideouts. Big wideout. Again,
right.
I'm not comparing Josh Gordon to Michael Irvin, okay?
Right.
But
right.
You got a big wideout.
Yeah.
You had Michael Westbrook had his best years in Washington under Norv.
Sure.
You know, Norv.
Vincent Jackson.
Look, yeah, yeah. Norv, those big wideouts who can run, not necessarily are burners per se. I mean, mm-hmm. Gordon's not a 4-3 guy, but he can run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys who can run over the middle, catch the ball on the move over the middle. You know, I think Josh Gordon is a good fit in that offense as well.
Greg Cosell from NFL Films. He's the executive producer of the NFL Matchup Show on ESPN. When we look also at the Browns quarterbacking picture, we have to include Colt McCoy because you hear Rob Jedzinski talk about the fact that he's looking forward to and is excited about Colt's skill set and wants to see what he can do. He says this about Whedon. He wants to get both guys on the field. He's watched all the necessary
right.
tape. Now it's getting them on the field. Your thoughts on McCoy?
Personally, I don't think he really fits Norv's offense. I think Colt is a soft tosser. I think he's a quarterback that needs to be highly manipulated and managed and controlled by the nature of your offense. I think he's got throwing limitations. Now, our very good friend, Ron Jaworski, I've been hanging out with Jaws for 23 years, you know, talking quarterbacks. He's taught me a lot. I can't get past arm strength. Now, you don't need a hose to play in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that McCoy's arm is not quite at the level that I feel comfortable with. I'm not suggesting I know as much as Rob Jedzinski or Norv Turner. I don't think that Colt McCoy's arm ultimately fits what Norv's done in his whole career.
Talking about the quarterback class of 2013, this rookie class, which isn't generating much in the way of excitement.
No.
In fact, more ridicule and criticism.
Not real,
than excitement.
Not a sexy group.
Not
Vic.
A sexy group, but it's all because, I believe, it's only because we had such a sexy group last year. So as you look at this group, though, what do you see?
I think it's a group with a lot of issues. Now, that doesn't mean that the guys won't be drafted high. We know how that works, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're a value... See, I'm not at the point where I'm going to sit here and do a mock draft or say... I don't say, oh, he's a first round. You know, where... How you evaluate a guy and what round you put him in becomes a function of that year's draft.
Right.
You know, in an ideal world, someone might say, hey, so-and-so is a third-round pick, but this year he might be the 29th best player in the draft, which makes him a first-round pick.
Right.
So I don't get into that. I just evaluate the players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all have issues which lead me to believe they're works in progress.
Okay.
And, you know, Geno Smith has an NFL arm, but I think he's got significant footwork issues, which causes him to be late with a lot of throws, which only will be exacerbated in the NFL. Now, is that coachable? Sure, anything's theoretically coachable.
Right.
But when a guy's been doing it for his whole life, then you wonder, does that change dramatically?
Sure, sure. That's a default setting.
Exactly,
for a guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think every guy has, you know, of the top six or seven, has flaws that need to be worked on. But in many ways, no one is a finished product coming into the NFL. It just depends on what the particular strength is and what the particular weakness is.
Sure. With the right set of circumstances, is there a single guy that you looked at and said, if this gets fixed, if this gets fixed, and you just said it about Geno Smith, is that the guy, or is it Barkley? I mean, Barkley from USC.
I got to tell you, Barkley, I've watched three games.
Okay.
And, you know, you can try to be as politically correct as you can, but I don't think Matt Barkley has an NFL starting skill set. I think he's a backup quarterback. Mm. I think he's, and I know he measured at 6'2", and that's fine, so it's a little taller than people thought.
Right.
But the fact is, he's not a tall quarterback.
No.
We can debate, you know, he's not a tall quarterback. So you have a guy who's shorter. You have a guy with an average arm at best. His arm's not as good as Mark Sanchez, mm-hmm. and Mark Sanchez has not a real good arm.
Yeah.
And he's got slow feet. And history suggests that shorter guys with not very good arms and slow feet are not NFL starters.
Mm.
So, to me, Matt Barkley is a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Okay. Is there another guy then? Ryan Nassib.
Nassib is intriguing to me.
Okay.
I think he's another guy that needs a lot of work mechanically. He's got a lot of wasted motion in his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a big arm guy either, but he's got a good arm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an interesting guy. I'll tell you a guy who I find fascinating, and he's not one of the top six or seven. And I don't want people to jump out of their chair when I say this, because Russell Wilson obviously had a great rookie year.
Right.
But a year ago, if you and I were having this conversation, what would we have said about Russell Wilson? We love his skills, but he's 5'10 and a quarter.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we would have said?
Yeah, we would have absolutely said that.
And everybody said that.
Yeah.
So let's go back a year and erase what Russell Wilson did. There's a kid on Arizona named Matt Scott. Have you heard of this kid?
I have.
He's actually 6'3".
Yeah.
This kid, to me, has an opportunity to move in that direction. Now, I'm not saying he's a first-year starter who will duplicate Russell Wilson, but I think if you're looking at Russell Wilson a year ago coming out and now looking at Matt Scott now coming out, I think there's similarities.
All right. And that was Greg Cosell. Nice breakdown of Brandon Whedon and of some of the quarterback prospects in this draft from the executive producer from ESPN of the Matchup Show. NFL Films and ESPN. And your questions and comments, going to get to more of those next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's a whole new February at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax will applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra presses, iron, and less than Hawaii.
Wise man once said, "Don't judge a book by its cover." This is Ron Trzynski, the Original Mattress Factory, and while this warning applies to many areas of life, it is definitely a good thought to keep in mind when shopping for a new mattress. Gone are the days that you could buy based on a brand's reputation. Most beds being manufactured today do not compare with their predecessors in terms of quality and durability. Many are only padding one side of the mattress, using thinner wire in their springs, and not real working modules in their box springs. At the Original Mattress Factory, we want you to look under the covers. The mattress covers, that is, will literally show you the inside of not only our mattresses, but of mattresses you might see while shopping as well. Come take a tour. See how mattresses are built from from the inside? After all, that's the part of the mattress that supports your body while you sleep. We'll answer every question you have so you can choose the mattress that's perfect for you. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Shearer Equipment's 7 locations for great savings and service. Or find us at shearerequipment.com and myjohndeeredealer.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Monday edition. Your questions and comments that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter handle, at Browns underscore daily. Yours truly's Twitter handle, at VICCARUCCI. A voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY24, 855-363-2459. Said that a few times. Your questions and comments also getting those with the help of my Revel Wireless Samsung Galaxy S phone. And let's go to Melly via Twitter. Melly says, what do you think of Tavon Austin from West Virginia with the number 6 pick? He's a playmaker we need. Well, earlier we had someone pushing for Ziggy Ansah, the defensive end from BYU, at a clear position of need for the Browns, outside linebacker, pass rusher guy, to Austin. I like Austin. I do not like him as the 6th overall pick. I think that's really high for him, even though he wowed a lot of folks with that fast. We talked about it with Bernie Kosar on the show. 4.25 40, amazing speed. But there has to be much more to it than that. You need to see what else this guy can do. And I think he's an impressive player. I think he can do more than just run in a straight line pretty fast, but more will be needed, more research. Believe it or not, when you run a fast, that fast a 40 time as a receiver, it actually creates sort of a level of skepticism than it does the enhancement of his draft stock. And what I say is that track guys who train well to be outstanding 40-yard dash runners have a very specific way of doing that, and there's a specific style that does not translate to running routes as a football player. Remember, I mean, Jerry Rice, an offensive tackle, ran a faster 40 than Jerry Rice, Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice. So we know there are many more qualities you want to see, but it's change of direction, short area burst, all those things that the scouts talk about and want to hear about. John from Twitter says maybe the Browns should draft Chance Warmack if possible. Talented offensive guard, highly rated player. Guard would be a position that I think would be under consideration for the Browns. I don't doubt that. But I'm not saying that a guy who would be in the upper tier of the position where you're looking at the two biggest needs, and let's lay out what they are, I think, for this team, my opinion. Pass rusher, again, outside linebacker, cornerback. Right now, a pick in the first round, a pick in the third round, no second round pick. So when you're dealing with that, I think it's pretty hard to say that you go after a position like guard, even a position like quarterback, unless you are so overwhelmed with somebody that you have to have that player right away. And I think those are, I'm going to use the word luxury, but I mean, Chance Warmack, Alabama guard, outstanding player, but I'm going to hold back on that for now. I want to thank Bernie Kosar and Greg Cosell. I want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned for 3 Deep. We'll be back with you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.